Hey, surprise. It's John. Hey, you're listening to Cue It Up, 101.9 CITR, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver. You thought you got rid of me, didn't you? 2 weeks hiatus. That's how long it's been. Last week, we had a very special broadcast, 24 hours of student power, hosted by the wonderful Lucy Clarkson, our student radio coordinator. So unfortunately, I was unable to make it, as I'm not a student. And the week before that, had terrible sickness, needed to remain out of the studio to maintain myself, my body, my composition, my chemical, mental, spiritual, etc. composition. But here I am again, because although it is exams season and we are broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory, I am again no longer a student. I am free, in a sense, from these obligations, from these terrifying things, these realities of student life, and vulnerable to a new kind of reality, which is that I am now on the air taking time away from my wonderful job currently at CITR, which I will need to make up for in an extreme exponential sense with even more vigorous work and not just more vigorous, but more intellectual, more impactful, more just really understanding the whole ecology of tasks that there are here to do at CITR, one of Vancouver's, may I say, best Vancouver radio stations. So today's show will be about that terrifying freedom from school, that terrifying freedom that, you know, is prescribed to those who have advanced to a certain age in our Western society, you know, to collect the money that I will need to put a down payment, take out a mortgage, raise a family, children, a dog or a cat of some kind. It's a lot to think about, and we're going to be thinking about that as we enter into the next song, Mutant, Arca's Mutant, off the album Mutant just this year, and here we'll be going into that just now.
changes. Most changes that happen during puberty are physical, but a person will also experience many emotional changes. These include, but are not limited to, coping with a person's changing body, frustration.
Thank you. I thought of it 2 days ago, so I made several copies of this and had my parents rate my age in each of these points, and my best friend. My rating wasn't exactly high in some places.
But it looks like a good rating system. What do you do now?
Well, I'll have to work hard to bring my rating up. Here, for instance, where it says, how old am I when I don't get what I want? I rated myself 10 years old, and my dad put it even lower than that. So I'm going to get in the habit of controlling my temper, and maybe next month I'll have a better rating. And by next year, I want to catch up with my real age.
That's something to look forward to.
I'll see. Well, I'm not going to tell you all my ratings, but I thought you might want a copy of this.
I certainly would. I think everyone here should rate himself and have his friends rate him this way, to make sure he grows up evenly.
And gets rid of those infantile reactions. I think I'd like my pencil back now.
It's there on the desk.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Edmonds. Goodbye.
Timeless Media Incorporated presents Time Bomb, performing on December 10th at the Fortune Sound Club to promote his new album, Chuch. Time Bomb's explosive introduction into the music scene will be underway at one of Vancouver's most electrifying hip-hop shows ever, with guest performances from Waka Flocka Brick Squad's own YG Hootie, Larry June, SD from Chief Keef's GBE, and Ill Chris. This will be a night to remember. Doors open at 9 p.m. The show is 19+, and tickets are available online at fortunesoundclub.com. Hold up. Yeah, hear that? Who was that? Just now on the radio.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Derp, burp, derp, derp. Hey, you're listening to It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, live broadcasting from UBC Vancouver, from unceded Coast Salish territory. What we just heard was... what we just heard was Hieroglyphic Being and J-I-T-U and Sam Bull, the J-2 Ensemble, with the track We Are Not the First. And sorry, hold on. Someone's waving at me right now. Hey, how you doing there? Sorry, the track was Civilization That Is Dying, and is off the album We Are Not the First. And before that, we heard Arca's Triumphant Mutant off the sophomore LP from Arca, producer, quite prolific in circles approaching avant pop, noise, etc., off his sophomore LP, Mutant. And it was a sort of a segue into a vague theme that I had going into today's show in the studio, locked into this makeshift womb as I am, of the realization. This is the first year I've been doing my show that I'm not a student, and looking around me and seeing all the students going back and forth, you know, about their day, thinking about their exams and what they will have to make on their student budgets when they get home, and what kind of food they will eat, and that there's a kind of a regulatory order to this seeming franticness that really the worst that can happen is not is never as bad as it is, and even for someone like myself, who now has to support themselves out of school, that not quite at that level. And, you know, attaching that to a sort of, let's say, makeshift re-adolescence, twice adolescence, isn't that a funny way to think about it? Not that it has any real merit. It was just a funny thought. So Arca's mutant, so explosive, but coming in with that string refrain at the end, or string conclusion at the end, just sweeping and beautiful. And aside from the context with which someone typically approaches Arca, liking prankster noises, noises off kilter, etc., undeniable beauty in that ending composition. Very interesting choice. Not ironic at all. And I was going to put on Mutant Standard afterwards from When No Tricks Point Never, because there's, again, a very interesting sort of play with adolescence and the sublime in his new album, Garden of Delete, specifically to do with ugly noise, junk noise, noise that's recycled and reused, and sort of a reevaluation of one's, not just a nostalgic reevaluation, but a really sort of interesting investigation of the cultures that one engages in when they're young, you know, horror cultures, new metal, grunge, etc., all those things, which, you know, nevertheless confined to a very small segment of society or even the world overall, which is to say, suburban men or suburban males who are at that adolescent period experience and really looking at that in an interesting light. Instead, because really that album is like a month old now, so it's all old news. When No Tricks saw him at Venue, very good show, saw him at James Ferrero, came up here from L.A., excellent show. But again, old news. So I played Hieroglyphic Being and Jitu, the Jitu Ensemble, their collaborative album. Hieroglyphic Being, of course, a techno soundscape musician, lots of work with Afrocentrism. We are not the first alluding to that sort of heritage. And of course, the Jitu Ensemble is, I believe, led by the head of the current iteration of the Sun Ra Orchestra. So that legacy of Afrocentrism, sonic exploration, textural exploration, jazz, free jazz, coming together with someone who is moving away from dance sounds and working with more, well, not more intriguing soundscapes, because Hieroglyphic Being has some excellent material, and I highly recommend you check it out, but definitely more freeform on this new piece. Again, that was the album We Are Not the First, and the song was Civilization That Is Dying. You know, it's fun to think of your own body as a kind of civilization that needs a reinvigoration, as I was saying, re-adolescence, if you care to think so. The transformation that comes with adolescence that is so unfortunately short-circuited by the immediacy and steely focus of adulthood, when in fact your body ought to be transforming hectically, frantically, every year, if not every month, if not every day, minute to minute, second to second. And on that note, we are now going to be listening to, this is also a kind of an impromptu revisiting some of my favorite albums of the last few months, because I have not been able to do a live show for quite some time. So now we're going to hear an act, a bit from a song from Cindy Lee, a local project connected to the now famous, or rather infamous, band Women from Calgary. And we are going to listen to Cindy Lee's Last Train's Come and Gone from the album. Actually, no, let's listen to Wandering in Solitude. And this is from the album Act of Tenderness, which is very recently released, I believe, just this last month. And we are going to give it a listen right now on Cue It Up.
Thank you. Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hey, hello, you're listening to, just adjusting my microphone here. Yeah, so we're gonna pay attention to that. How's that doing for all y'all? Hey, it's John, and we're listening to, Cue It Up right now on CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish territory, Musqueam land. We just heard a variety of things deviating mainly from the extremely tenuous premises with which I inaugurated today's episode of Cue It Up. Re-adolescence, retro-adolescence, job search, terrible strains of adulthood. Again, my first year doing this show that I'm not a student, specifically the first exams period, as I look around me, people scrambling back and forth in this expensive and luxurious campus faculty. But, you know, it's good to keep things fresh and on the loose. What we just heard was... and I'm going to work backwards chronologically here. What we just heard was Try from the Soft Moons Deeper. That is the Soft Moons' third album, European post-punk gothic rock project. For that, we heard Multiple Bells and Singing Bowls by the New National Film Board of Canada. And this is one of those key CITR nods of the head that you will not receive listening to any other channel. The New National Film Board of Canada, of course, one of the winners of this year's Shindig, the first rounds to rejoin us in the first match next year, Shindig, CITR's Battle of the Bands, Tuesdays at Pat's Pub, $6 door. The New National Film Board of Canada, winner of this year's very first round of Shindig, to rejoin us. We heard a track from them. I gave it to you. They gave it to me through Bandcamp. Here it is, the New National Film Board of Canada. For that, we heard Desert Ghosts by... Oh, I'm sorry. No, hold on. We heard Desert Ghosts after we heard the New National Film Board of Canada. And we heard the Desert Ghosts. God is Silent. On the album, oh, I'm sorry, again, and actually I played this band before, so these accidents are entirely, they're just really, you can really vilify me for it, but Moonwood is actually the name of the band, and the album is Desert Ghosts, and there's quite an excellent review of the album in this month's Discorder, if you're able to check that out, but the song was God is Silent, and before we heard that, Moonwood, yes, a band out of, I want to say Hamilton, Ontario, but they're on the label Arachnidiscs, one of the best labels in Canada for alternative music, this kind of music, you know, for drone, for music that is deriving a lot of influences from krautrock, music concrete, collage, noise. There's just really a whole bunch of a real variety of off-kilter sounds on Arachnidiscs, and it doesn't really shear that closely to any one particular genre. Like, it's not just a drone label, it's not just a label in a very strict, rarefied sense. There's a lot of freedom and play going on that I think makes the, like I said, it's one of my favorites. And for that, we heard Cindy Lee with the song Wandering and Solitude off the album Act of Tenderness. Of course, that is the Cindy Lee Vancouver act, an offshoot of the Calgary post-rock outfit Women. And it's really phenomenal. Kind of popped up again on a bunch of people's radars. I actually am not that well-versed to talk about Cindy Lee, but I do remember seeing some shows put on by or involving Cindy Lee a few years back, 3 years or so, back when I was just getting involved in the scene. And it's very exciting to be hearing new material from a band that likely has been releasing tidbits here or there that I have not been following whatsoever. But back in the consciousness, the alt consciousness, alternative consciousness today, because of various accolades that they've been receiving as part of the ringing through in December, now that it is immediately within the first or second week, us having the ability to compile the best of the year, the greatest of the year, into lists which can be distributed, shared on social media, emailed, snail mail if anyone participates in that institution, etc. Yes. So I guess that's about it for today's show. That long rambling series of clauses. And I'm a bit at a loss because we have 9 minutes left, and this is about as far as I planned. Coming up next, we're going to be tuning in with Steve Zhang of Asian Wave 101. A fantastic show if you're interested in Chinese pop, Korean pop, new contemporary, lots of historical context, cultural context. It's just really thorough stuff. So stay tuned for that. And of course, at 5, we have the Arts Report. What else needs to be said about that? The Arts Report is CITR's art collective show, which involves a panel of journalists led by Ashley and Christine, who will be telling you about what's happening in town, what's going on, what interviews. There'll be interviews, there'll be reviews. There'll be so many good things. And it's just really phenomenal. And I recommend that you remain tuned in. And you know what? Screw it. Let's play Mutant Standard. We're just going to do this because I didn't bother queuing up a last song, but Mutant Standard off 106 Point Never's new album, Garden of Delete. Possibly my favorite of the year. And then tune in next year if you would like to hear more derivative, non-deep cuts that constitute my favorite albums of the year. I don't know if you have yet seen the Rolling Stones Top 50, but mine is just a pale imitation in terms of repetition and triteness, and it will be a thoroughly done show with which you will feel as if you can dispose of this year, 2015, and look forward to the new one, which we'll all have to be dealing with very shortly. Thank you. This has been John. You've been listening to Cue It Up. And up next, Asian Wave. This is 101.9 FM, CITR, and you've been listening to us live on broadcasting from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. Thank you. Love you all.